water-based, big-nosed and broad. My people are professional drinkers, raging with a thirst to early graves. Nightclub whistlers and tinkers, wisecrackers and dames. They're the prettiest peaches in town. Travellers, Jewish brushmakers and butchers. My great-granddad survived the First World War intact, only to be kicked to death by a horse he was trying to steal. They found him face down in a puddle on the Yorkshire moors, stinking of ale and ferret blood. My other great-granddad had a brush factory in Sheffield, pissed it up the wall, was dead by 41, keeling over in the bookies after his 15-1 nag came roaring past the line. They're the prettiest peaches in town. They're the prettiest peaches in town. I'm proud in a way of these men, reckless and mad. My own dad was the prize pumpkin, the belle of the north, with a voice like gravel and a heart as big as Monaco. He tickled his way to the top, only to find that he preferred it at ground level, in bedsits and doorways, flicking can tops and rizzlers, and spitting in the racing post. Mother, oh mother, what eyes you have given me, what thirst for joy, what wiggly hips and low self-esteem. It is you that made me, you that have raised this sensitive brute, this six-foot softy, this wrestler of winds. She's the prettiest peach in town. Broken.